Well, good Thursday morning, church. Oh, it's great to be spending this week with each of you. And today we're going to be reading Psalm 141. And 141, the psalm writer opens with uplifted hands, asking God to receive his prayer as incense. Written in the wisdom tradition, today's psalm includes a request to be kept from wanting to do wrong and concludes with a request for God's protection from evildoers. Okay, again, this week's saving word is prayer, and the title of our scripture reading today of Psalm 141 is An Evening Prayer. Psalm 141. I call to you, Lord, help me now. Listen to me when I call to you. Receive my prayer as incense, my uplifted hands as an evening sacrifice. Lord, place a guard at my mouth, a sentry at the door of my lips. Keep me from wanting to do wrong, and from joining evil people in their wickedness. May I never take part in their feasts. Good people may punish me and rebuke me in kindness, but I will never accept honor from evil people, because I am always praying against their evil deeds. When their rulers are thrown down from rocky cliffs, the people will admit that my words were true. Like wood that is split and chopped into bits, so their bones are scattered at the edge of the grave. But I keep trusting in you, my sovereign Lord. I seek your protection. Don't let me die. Protect me from the traps they have set for me, from the snares of those evildoers. May the wicked fall into their own traps while I go by unharmed. Today's key verse is Psalm 141, verse 2. Receive my prayer as incense and my uplifted hands as an evening sacrifice. You know, for those who have used incense in the past, some of us are children of the 60s, and that was a time when there was a lot of incense and that type of stuff going on, and the incense would just kind of rise up in the air and permeate the air. And so the psalmist uses that as an illustration that receive my prayer as incense, as it permeates the air and it rises up to the ears of God. And in Exodus chapter 30, verse 1, Moses is instructed to build an altar for burning incense. And Aaron is told to burn sweet-smelling incense on it. That's Exodus chapter 30, verse 7. And the smoke from the burning incense represented the prayers that went up to God. And the altar of incense was in the holy place, which was just on the outside of the curtain that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies. And of course, the Holy of Holies was that place where God was, and only the high priest could enter there one time a year to sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat. And so as this altar of incense, they kept incense burning on it day and night, and the incense would rise up in the air and go over the top of the curtain and into that place that was called the Holy of Holies, that place where God dwelt. And it represented the prayers of God's people ascending up to our Heavenly Father 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My question is for us, what prayers will we be lifting up today? Are we going to take time for prayer? Well, let's take time right now, shall we? Sovereign God, trusting in your love, mercy, and care, I lift up my prayers to you this day, asking for your help and guidance in all I do and say. Place a sentry at the door of my lips and keep me from wanting to do wrong. All this I ask in your holy and precious name. Amen. Well, once again, our time together comes to an end, and I just pray God's richest blessings on each of you on this beautiful Thursday, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. God bless.